guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The federal trial for Hunter Biden will start June 3rd as planned.
Denying a bid by lawyers for the president's son to delay the prosecution, a federal judge in Wilmington, Delaware. Defense lawyers said they needed more time. President Biden's son is accused of lying about his drug use in October 2018 on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days. He pleads not guilty. Hunter Biden said he was struggling with crack cocaine addiction during that period. A deal to plead guilty to separate misdemeanor tax charges and avoid gun charges fell apart. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Testimony is wrapped for the day in the hush money trial. Donald Trump's attorneys cross-examined former Trump fixer Michael Cohen, accusing him of lying about Trump, directing him to pay Stormy Daniels to cover up an alleged affair ahead of the 2016 election. Trump is charged with falsifying documents to reimburse Cohen. And four deaths now are being blamed on severe storms, including tornadoes that tore through Louisiana and Mississippi yesterday. This is ABC News. A new warning from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Officials say foreign terrorist organizations like ISIS may seek to exploit LGBTQ-related events and venues during Pride Month, celebrated in June. FBI and DHS officials say the threats could come online, in person, or in the mail. The WNBA season now just hours away from tip-off, with the anticipation never higher. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
Rookie superstars Cameron Brink, Angel Reese, and Camila Cardozo bringing an unprecedented level of interest in women's basketball, along with Caitlin Clark getting much of the attention.
I feel now like getting out there for the first time is really exciting, and it'll be super special.
Clark's Indiana Fever kick off in Connecticut tonight against the Sun. The team selling out a home opener for the first time in more than 20 years. Clark and the incredibly popular draft class ushering in a new era of the WNBA.
That game tonight. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Wine, spirits, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes. With thousands of bottles that you get to explore, Total Wine has everything you need, and more. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Nice day with highs in the low 70s. Some showers and storms possible tomorrow night in early Thursday. Some sun in the late afternoon and highs into the low 70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently at 68.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. At the Capitol in Madison, state Senate Republicans override a number of vetoes by Democratic Governor Tony Evers addressing PFAS remediation, expanding teacher apprenticeship programs, and requiring audits of state elections. It's an action unlikely to be followed in the state assembly, where Republicans lack the two-thirds majority necessary for an override. Everything must go. Wisconsin Red Lobster restaurants in Wauwatosa and La Crosse, part of what's billed as the largest restaurant equipment auction ever, nearly 50 locations nationwide, closed as of Monday. Countdown to the 2025 NFL Draft. A ceremonial football arrived from Detroit in Milwaukee via Lake Express Ferry on Tuesday. It's headed to Green Bay, which will host the draft next year. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hey anglers, the Wisconsin DNR has updated the daily bag limit on walleye to 3 on most inland waters. Help us ensure the sustainability of this remarkable species. Check out all the new regulations at dnr.wi.gov.
Team Challenge is the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation's largest endurance training program that trains you to run or walk a half marathon while helping the foundation raise funds to find a cure for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease.
Let's face it, fire danger is like a roller coaster. It's up, it's down, and everything in between. Some days the wildfire danger is high. Some days it's low. So before you burn, check the fire danger level in your area. Local fire officials can help. Plan, monitor, and adapt to changing conditions to keep your burn safe. Because it's up to you to prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse. Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. No one was injured in a silo fire in Buffalo County Sunday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, firefighters were called to a fire at La Crosse Milling on Highway 35 in Cochrane on Sunday night. When crews arrived, they found an oat silo built smoking due to a fire in an auger that had overheated. A building next to the silo was evacuated, and fire crews contained the fire to one silo. The Minnesota Department of Public Safety, along with other Minnesota and Wisconsin state, county, and city agencies, will participate in a simulated emergency at the Prairie Island Nuclear Power Plant today. The annual drill tests the capabilities of federal, state, and local agencies in the event of a plant incident. A variety of activities will be taking place near the plant in Dakota and Goodhue counties. There will not be an investigation into how HSHS closed its hospitals in western Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services yesterday said it does not have the authority to open a criminal investigation into the hospital's decision to close Sacred Heart and St. Joseph's hospitals back in March. Eau Claire City Attorney asked DHS last month to open the investigation, saying HSHS didn't give Eau Claire enough time to plan for the closing. DHS Secretary Designee Christian Johnson says they can't investigate the hospital unless there's been a violation of the Medicare conditions of participation. Arena football is coming to western Wisconsin. The Arena League yesterday said Eau Claire will receive an expansion team. There's no word on what the team will be called or just who owns the team. The new team will join the Arena League next year. The Arena League includes teams from Duluth, Waterloo, Iowa, Springfield, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, and Hot Spring, Arkansas. League Commissioner Tim Brown will be in Eau Claire Friday to provide additional details. The Rochester City Council wants to find ways to boost passenger numbers at Rochester International Airport. The council is meeting for work sessions to discuss why passengers are choosing other airports to start some of their trips. Passenger numbers following the pandemic are at about half of what they were in 2019. A study being presented to the council indicates that more direct flights to destinations that are not served by the airport could boost passenger numbers by up to 33%. You're listening to WRDN News.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Duran. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Duran.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. The Mondovi City Council will be meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on allowing the use of golf carts in the city, repeal and recreating the ordinance regarding mobile food trucks in the city, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The city of Wabasha will be holding a grand opening celebration on May 31st for their new athletic complex. The grand opening will include a game with the St. Paul Saints to benefit the Falcon Youth Baseball Association. The new Wabasha Athletic Complex will have pickleball and tennis courts, a basketball court, hockey and skating rink, warming house, concession stand, and restrooms. The grand opening event will be on May 31st. From 4 until 7 p.m. Another area school district is looking for a superintendent. This time, Darren Strosall is resigning as superintendent of the Plainview-Elgin-Millville School District at the end of the school year. Strosall has accepted a position as executive director of the Minnesota Rural Education Association in St. Cloud. He has served as PEM's superintendent since July of 2022. The school board will now begin a search for a new superintendent. Part of the Wisconsin legislature is ready to override the governor, but the other half can't. Republicans in the Wisconsin Senate say they will come to Madison today to override Governor Evers' veto of a PFAS cleanup plan and another plan to send millions of dollars to hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Senator Eric Wimberger said the governor is playing games with the millions of dollars included in the plan. He said Republicans in the Senate have the votes to fix the mess that the governor's created, but only in the Senate. The Republican-controlled assembly doesn't have enough votes to override the governor, so today's vote is already doomed. The air above western Wisconsin and southeast Minnesota is a little less bad. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources yesterday says the air quality over the WRDN listening area is better than Sunday. Though the DNR does expect smoke from the Canadian wildfires to continue for a while, those fires are burning for the second straight year. Most of Wisconsin's Red Lobster restaurants look to have survived the first round of closings. Red Lobster this week closed 48 restaurants across the country as the company looks at bankruptcy. The Red Lobsters in Wauwatosa and La Crosse were among those that closed yesterday. But the restaurant in Eau Claire does appear to still be open. Bloomberg first reported that Red Lobster is considering bankruptcy as a way to manage its debt and operating losses. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
A Central Wisconsin car show is rated one of the best in the country. A USA Today list of the top 10 car shows in the nation placed the Iola car show at number 8. The show's executive director, Joe Opperman, said that the annual event creates anywhere from $25 to $30 million in economic impact for the area each year and attracted a record attendance of 134,000 people last year. The 52nd edition of the show with the theme Meeting of the Muscle will return from July 11th through the 13th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hamlin on new surface at North Wilkesboro. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Historic North Wilkesboro Speedway was repaved following last year's NASCAR All-Star Race. Denny Hamlin, who wound up 13th last season, shared how the fresh asphalt will affect his efforts at the venerable facility in 2024.
Well, I feel like that's where I really tend to excel is at something new. New tire, a new car, a new aerodynamic package. It's adapting to those unknowns. I feel like that has been my strong suit during the course of my career. So I come in with a high optimistic feeling that my team, that one of the best teams in the garage, is going to give me the proper information. I'm going to do the best I can to wheel that car around the track as fast as I can.
Hear more from Denny Hamlin tonight on NASCAR Live at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441.
Just days since Sundance Wicks left the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay to take the head coaching job at Wyoming, University announcing today the hiring of national radio and television host Doug Gottlieb as the 10th head coach in program history. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Gottlieb was born in Milwaukee, and his father, Bob Gottlieb, was the head coach at UW-Milwaukee. It is believed that Doug Gottlieb will keep doing his radio show during the week while coaching. He'll be introduced as the school's new coach at a 10 a.m. press conference on Wednesday morning. Brewers and Pirates play game two of their series at AmFam Field tonight. Joe Ross gets the nod for the Brewers, who dropped their series opener 8-6 last night. NBA playoff action tonight. The Knicks will host Indiana. That series is all squared at 2. Out west, the Timberwolves will pay a visit to the Nuggets. That series also even at 2. 2024 WNBA regular season is here. The league's top overall pick, Caitlin Clark, making her debut for Indiana against Connecticut tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A winning streak reaches triple digits as we head into postseason time for spring sports. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
Kaukauna has won the last three Division I softball state titles and is one of the most dominant programs we've seen in any sport during this decade. The Galloping Ghosts' impressive run continued last week with a trio of victories in the FBA. Junior Carly Meredith was dominating as usual, getting the victory in the circle for each one, striking out 47 batters in 22 innings. An 11-1 win over Kimberly on Friday marked the 100th consecutive victory for the Ghosts, dating back to early in the 2021 season. Kaukauna will undoubtedly be a number one seed in the Division I softball playoffs, which will be announced later this week. While we have to wait a bit on the D1 brackets, the WIAA has released the information for Divisions 2 through 5, which start Thursday. Of course, you can get the full brackets and other tournament info at wisports.net. Speaking of tournament play, with just 1 week left in the regular season, the inaugural boys and girls lacrosse campaigns are starting to wind down. The WIAA announced the playoff seeds and brackets over the weekend as the tournament gets started next Thursday for girls and next Friday for boys. There are just two sectionals for each, with Wanakee and Nina grabbing the number one seeds on the boys' side, while the top seeds in girls' lacrosse went to University School and Kettle Moraine Badger. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced annual game warden and staff awards for public safety and resource protection in the Badger State. I'll share names when we return, but first...
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR last week announced the 2023 award recipients from the Division of Public Safety and Resource Protection in honor of exemplary public service. The division's management team selected the recipients from nominations submitted by their peers.
Award recipients this year included Warden William Hankey, who won the Harold D. Hetrick Investigative Excellence Award. Warden Adam Strelo received the Torch Award. Kyla Sasse was named the Wisconsin Hunter Education and R3 Professional of the Year. Charlie Nettesheim received the Division Excellence Award. Warden Zachary Seitz was named the Mississippi Flyway Waterfowl Protection Officer of the Year. The Wisconsin Bowhunters Association Warden Award went to Nicholas King. Warden Brad Dahlquist was named the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Warden of the Year. And the Safari Club chapter honored Lieutenant Chris Shea. Finally, congratulations to Officer Kurt Haas, who is the Wisconsin National Wild Turkey Federation Officer of the Year. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, nice day with highs in the low 70s. Some showers and storms possible tomorrow night and early Thursday. Some sun in the late afternoon and highs into the low 70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently at 68.
It is time for the channel final bell. I'm Bryce Duske today, filling in for Susan Littlefield and Kyle Bumstead. Grain and Livestock Analyst is joining us along the banks of the North Loop River. Kyle, you and I's schedules actually align. We're near Ord, we're just outside of Ord, Nebraska, not far from where you reside at Erickson. Good to see you here in person.
That's right. Good to see you too, Bryce. Glad to be back.
We're going to talk about the grain markets here in our first segment. Let's size up today's activity as you saw it.
Yeah, well, as you know, yesterday on Monday we saw some good rally here in both corn and wheat, even the beans. But you know, today Tuesday we got that turnaround Tuesday type action, and to me, on the corn side of things, it looked like there was a lot of commercial selling going on. So what I mean by that is the front months here were losing ground to the deferred contracts, and when you see that, it looks to me like they're building some carry in the market. It looks like we got a little bit of a short planting window. Yes, I know there's rain in the forecast, but you know, these markets were getting way overbought in their daily and weekly time frame. And like I've said to many and advised with clients, and we've looked at this in the past, historically we get a 5 to 6 week rally in the spring when it comes to the corn complex. And we just finished up week number 3. So we are into week number 4 right now. If we're higher this week, that'd be the 4th week higher in the spring. So looking at that, take that for what it's worth. But historically, we do make our highs this time of year. We are getting into that time frame, time of year, where we do make our highs here for both the old crop and the new crop contracts. So what I've been advising on this rally is catch up on the old crop sales. I mean, the basis has been okay, but I did notice last night the basis did slip a little bit. National cash basis did slip here as far as corn goes. And so that tells me that the commercials are probably getting enough corn running around here, and they've let the futures market do their work for them.
Historically speaking, why is it that we see this several week rally in the month of May?
That's a good question. I think a lot of it is weather related, as we've both seen, and I've talked to a lot of producers all over the Midwest, and I've traveled across the, you know, eastern half of Nebraska and the western half of Iowa here recently, and a lot of folks are telling me that, you know, delayed planting is obviously going to catch the attention. We don't know if we're going to raise a crop. We don't know what the yield's going to be. Yeah, we always have those unknowns. So that's the future. They're betting on the future, and it's a futures market. So it tells me that, you know, historically, that this is that time of year where we need to get those sales on the books or be catching up on sales. But to answer your question here, why in the spring? It feels like the old adage is, when you're planting corn, it's time to sell corn, and when you're getting the combine out, it's time to maybe thinking about some reownership. So that's just an old wives' tale there that some of the old guys kind of go by, and it seems to work out well for them. So corn planter puts and combine calls, as one guy calls it.
Okay, but the truth of the matter is it's sometimes tough in your brain to want to sell a crop you're just putting in the ground. There are so many unknowns for that little kernel.
There are so many unknowns, but you have to go back to each individual farm is different. I talked to a farmer in Northwest Kansas this morning, and he is literally doesn't know if he will raise a crop this year because of his dry conditions out there. Now, granted, there's been some rain through Kansas, but not his area. And you get out into central Iowa, and guys that tell me that, you know, we don't know if we're going to raise anything. You can go back even on their worst years. They still raised a pretty fair crop or a decent crop, barring 2012, the drought. But we didn't have those kind of conditions in 2012 that we have right now. We've got ample moisture going into this crop. So that's a little bit of concern that I have right now. As we have the moisture, we could really catch up on heat units later and still be fine at the end of the year.
Okay, anything else on the grain front that caught your attention from today? Maybe the wheat market.
Yeah, the wheat complex has been very interesting here the last couple of weeks as we've seen these non-commercials, the funds here, they've been getting out of their short position. Wouldn't surprise me if they're along here when this Friday's Commitments to Traders comes out. But this has basically been a short covering rally by them. And when I say that, I can back that up by looking at the spreads. The basis has not moved much on wheat, meaning that the commercials haven't had to really push to buy wheat as far as in the cash market. And number two, we're looking at going to VSR next week, variable storage rate, and we're sitting here at 100% full commercial carry in this Chicago wheat complex. Kansas City wheat's not far behind it, so that is not a bullish thing when you can say, well, I can take my shorts and I can roll them out and be short, you know, at full carry. That tells me that that's a hedger's market. You just got to roll it out and capture the carry.
What on the demand front is catching your attention, corn, soybeans, or wheat?
On the demand front, I think it's probably the bean meal market here. I mean, we've seen the South American issues out there, and we can see that none other than just looking at the bean meal market here. We did see bean meal here up today. That tells me that someone out there is concerned about South America's crushing or even looking at the U.S. for the domestic crush. I think that there's something there for bean meal.
You were telling me you're not too concerned about the crop progress reports that are being issued out every Monday.
Well, as a friend once told me, it's a percent of an unknown variable, and that's what it is. Because we don't know how many acres of what's going to be planted. We don't know how many acres. If there's a finite amount of corn acres that were going to be planted, we knew what that number was, we could say, okay, now maybe we have something to go off. But we don't know how many acres there's going to be here. We don't know. And as far as last week, a lot of folks said, well, this is the first look at the new crop balance sheet. This has been the fourth first look at the new crop balance sheet because we had the November USDA conference that gave us a bunch of projections here. And we've had two or three USDA conferences here going into this year. We had the acreage report there at the end of March. So we've basically looked at this new crop balance sheet four times before they come out and said, this is the official first look. So we've seen it four times already. So as far as that goes, that's just another USDA number.
I mentioned we're not far from where you reside, as you and I broadcast from the banks of the North Loop River by Ord, Nebraska. Where do most people sit planting progress-wise? Putting the planters away, wrapping up at this point?
That's a good question. A lot of planters are rolling today. Yesterday, a lot of planters are rolling. A lot of planters are rolling today, and there's still a lot of corn and beans that need to be planted in this area. But as you and I were talking before we did it, this area is a little bit unique. The weather is just a little bit different here, and some will cite that because of the dam, the Calamus Dam up there. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But we do tend to get a little bit later frost, and just the climate's just a little bit different in this area.
Final word on the grain market. Anything else you want to add on that front before we come back and talk livestock?
Just keep in mind that, you know, by Memorial Day, it might be a good time to have some sales on the books this year, guys.
Kyle Bumstead is our guest today as we broadcast. He and I's schedules just happened to align, and so the two of us are by Ord, Nebraska, as we bring you today's version of the Channel Final Bell. We'll take a quick break and be back with more with Kyle Bumstead here on Final Bell.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from Ellis Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. The H5N1 bird flu outbreak continues to spread, with USDA now reporting positive tests in 42 dairy herds across 9 states. On Friday, the agency announced a new financial assistance program for dairy producers who have been impacted. I'll have the details after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Over the last 10 days, 6 more dairy herds have reported a positive test for the H5N1 bird flu virus, with new cases in Michigan, Colorado, and Idaho. While the virus is not fatal for cattle, it can cause fever, reduced appetite, and a lack of movement. And most importantly, the virus leads to big reductions in the cow's ability to produce milk. Early data out of the Southern Plains saw infected herds losing between 15 and 25% of their total production while the disease swept through the barn. The cattle have largely recovered after 5 to 10 days, though research is still being performed on the long-term impacts of infection. For consumers, the impact on the milk supply has so far been limited. Milk from infected cows is being tested and destroyed by USDA, and pasteurization has been shown to break down the virus. So few experts expect this issue to move prices at the grocery store. However, for producers grappling with the historically high production costs of 2024, a 25% drop in milk production for 10 days can be devastating. And that's prompted the USDA to announce a new aid package with several different provisions to assist farmers with some of those costs. The program has 2 components, a $98 million financial aid package to support producers dealing with reduced milk production, and a monthly stipend for dairies to purchase and use personal protection equipment, or PPE. The financial aid package would cover reimbursement for veterinary costs associated with H5N1 infections, including supplies for collection and testing of samples. It would provide funding for enhancing biosecurity among both farm workers and off-farm suppliers, but the bulk of the funding will go towards an expansion of the Emergency Assistance for Livestock Program, or ELAP. The money would be available to farmers who have documented a production loss from H5N1 in their herd, even if there have been no mortalities from the infection. I'll have more details when we come back.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
In addition to the new assistance for dairy farms and their workers following an H5N1 infection from the USDA, the FDA has also announced an additional $101 million program that they will use to continue their testing of milk at retail locations. They've also said they'll continue to monitor the virus for any additional mutations. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, nice day with highs in the low 70s. Some showers and storms possible tomorrow night and early Thursday. Some sun in the late afternoon and highs into the low 70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently at 68.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness, I've been down to my last match, filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going. Slow down. If you're scared, don't show it. You might get out, or the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving. Face that fire. Walk right through it. You might get out, or the devil even knows you're there.
Katie's sitting on a roll front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the walk. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said, you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be will always find a way. She's in love with the boy. She's in love.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got that Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. Couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap. Couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world. Her mama's mom
good girl, but she's not uptight. She can rise and shine, and she can hang all night. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. Salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little
women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
hell revival. I'm a Bible and a Bible. I'm a rolling stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm boss undiscerning. Holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always fading? It feels like I'm caught in between. Halfway to heaven or halfway to hell. My angels and demons at war with myself. One foot in the fire and I still can't.
If ever I get lost in your eyes tonight, please just let me stay right there a little bit longer. Underneath the stars, we are on fire. I don't wanna go. If you don't wanna go, we can just stay here in this minute. Lose all track of time. Let the world be known without us for a while. I'm telling you, we're just one kiss away from heaven. So baby, hold on tight, 'cause I want to get wrapped up in your love. I just wanna linger like this on your lips. I taste the salt air on your skin. Hold you in my hands. Anything, everything, you know that I'm all in. We can just stay here in this minute. Lose all track of time. Let the world spin on without us for. Baby, hold on tight, 'cause I won't.
lost track of time, that the world's been known without us for a while. I'm telling you, we're just one kiss away from heaven, so baby, hold on tight, cause I want to get wrapped up in your love. So baby, let's just stay here tonight. Tonight, baby, let's just stay here tonight. Tonight, 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 whoa.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20.